Suku, everybody, welcome to a Recap bonus episode. Quirk and Bart were over again to talk about The Mandalorian, and then we got distracted and started talking about The Last of Us. So here's another bonus episode. This is covering episode 5 through 8. And as with last time, this contains spoilers for those episodes and The Last of Us 1 and 2 video games, and including the downloadable content. So if you are worried about spoilers, I would definitely suggest skipping this one. All right, and you will join us already in progress.
So anyways, customer today and I were talking about, you know, the newest episode of The Last of Us. He had a bourbon collection, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I saw you at Buffalo Trace, and I started laughing. He's like, what? I'm like, well, I'm a Last of Us fan. And he's like, wait, so you think it was Buffalo Trace, too? And I'm like, well, yeah, the way they hold it. And then you could, because they only showed the front of the bottle in the one scene, and then the rest of the time they could purposely have it turned as not to show the label.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's clearly Buffalo Trace's label. And he's just like, okay, I thought so, too. And
I was like, I thought it was one I knew, and I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, it's definitely a
Buffalo Trace. Yeah. Well, that's what I was, it was some review I saw that was saying that that's, like, a fun thing versus, like, the game that, like, everything is kind of, like, all the apocalyptic, like, broken down signs are kind of, like, not exactly correct, but, like, when they were in the mall, it was just a CVS sign. Like, that was,
Right, they didn't have the backing to...
Yeah, but now it's just, like, it can be, like, a CVS. The American Girl store.
Yes,
yes. Okay, so when was the last time we were together and able to talk about it? It was after episode 4. So we're the Sam and Henry episode through the Very Gay Mall episode.
Yes. So we haven't talked about Sam and Henry?
No. It was when, last time we were able to talk about this, it was, we ended, the episode that ended with Sam and Henry pointing the... What
right.
We're going to find out Morgan loaded guns at them.
Yes. Oh, God. The Sam and Henry episode.
Oh, my God. That was...
I loved so much about it. Because Sam was not deaf in the game.
Oh, he wasn't? Okay.
They added that. And I think they added that in a really interesting, fun way to, in a way, almost make it... I know that I think one of the creators said this and then was like, that came out totally wrong. But basically of saying, like it made it almost more tense that he had to rely on Henry for certain things. And they kind of were like, I think they even recognized that came off a little ableist.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, that isn't exactly what it meant. But I think what they were trying to mean
is
that, like...
If it's scarier of, like, the things are, like, literally, it's clicking. And if he can't hear the clicking, then, then he's, like,
I fucked up. It's not Buffalo Trace.
What is it?
It's Old Forester.
Old Forester?
Yeah, it's Old Forester. Hey, I forgot, there's an R at the end. Buffalo Trace, and it's Old Forester, but the guy did have Old Forester, and that's what we were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I think what they were trying to say is that it made them more insular and connected.
Yeah, because
I
think they're bond incredibly close. And
right.
So they have to rely on each other so much.
Because they are literally they're two of the only people that speak a specific language.
Yeah.
That, you know... He could only communicate mostly through that language and, I mean, writing, of course.
And his little board we all had when we were younger.
Yes, the little,
Keelan. Yeah, keep on what it is, but the little kid, he's adorable.
And he is deaf in real life. He is a...
He's also a hockey player, and he got to meet his favorite hockey player.
Oh.
And he was so excited, and like,
he's so cute. He was so
he's adorable.
And apparently, of course, you know, Henry got some... coaching in ASL. But apparently Bella picked it up really quick. And then Pedro was trying and he was not able to pick it up quite as quick. But
Well, they said the entire crew tried.
Yeah, the entire crew was picking it up at the end. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I liked that added. I also, one of the moments that I noticed that was my favorite from that episode was when Henry is looking up above that window. And he's, looking where Joel and Ellie are when they, had crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, looking through there. And for, a certain section, there's a reflection from a sign. But it's orange. And it falls right over his eyes.
Oh, nice.
So it looks like he's wearing the mask.
Yeah.
And I saw that in it. And I was like, oh, it looks like he's the little superhero he was drawing.
No.
And then, I didn't, really think much of it. And then a bunch of other people mentioned that, too. And I was like, oh, okay, good. So I wasn't the only one that noticed
it. Yeah, it was obviously... him.
What?
No, not with the paint, before the paint.
Oh, okay.
No, before the paint. Yeah. No, like, Henry, the older brother, was looking out to, like, look for them.
Yeah.
And the reflection was, like, a sign on the other side that was orange, and it had fallen over his eyes in the reflection.
Gotcha, no.
Yeah, no, obviously him, he drew it on because he wanted him to, like, feel like a superhero when they're going out. They're also, their relationship was a lot more antagonistic in the games. And it was not,
is that just everyone's relationships in the game? It seems like everyone's relationships are more antagonistic.
I mean, I feel like when did the first game come out, 2013?
Yeah.
That feels like a 2013 video game thing to me, of, like, everyone's being, like, mean and snarky at each other. Like,
but I also think it was, like, for them at least, they didn't have any history. When you meet them in the game, they had also just come to this town, and,
because I know, like, Melanie Lynskey, the character Kathleen, is completely new.
Yes.
And then, so I guess them then having that, like, he got her brother killed, like, that was that was a cool way to do it, and also... I love when anything makes Melanie Lynskey scary because she's just, like,
she's
a scary
person.
She doesn't look like a scary person, but she can be so scary.
She's so good at, like, that flat affect, like,
yes,
just saying horrible shit, and it's so good to, like,
yeah, just,
and,
like,
the opposite of her look, which comes off very friendly, very, like, caring, and then for her to say something so, like, horrible, it's always unsettling in the perfect way. Yeah, like, it was basically that, even, it wasn't an established town, it was just a group of hunters that were basically using this as a trap to steal supplies off of people and resell it
on
the
black
market.
Was it Kansas City?
It is in the show, it was Pittsburgh in the game.
Okay.
They had changed it just because it made more sense.
Yeah, we're going west.
We're trying to get a mile further through the... Because, you know, they start up in Boston, so, like...
They go down to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was just
Yeah, more time. Yeah,
so they should have picked Cincinnati. That would have worked too, and because even there's a lot in Pittsburgh of, they basically have a Big Mac bridge.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So, like, you see it a lot, and I'm always like, it's Pittsburgh.
That's the reason our, like, rivalries are so much is because they're similar.
Very similar. So, yeah,
that's the football team sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got Joe Burrow.
Yeah. So,
sorry, voted most fuckable quarterback. In NFL. That's not a joke.
I know, yeah, no. Everyone's... He has that perfect, like, white boy hick look that is attractive, but he doesn't come off totally white boy hick. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like he's kind of like a dork. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, he's
100%.
A big dork.
Yeah, but, like, I feel... I don't know. I don't know. The fact that him and Jamar Chase are, like, actually friends seems weird, because I feel like Jamar Chase would be like, no, this fucking... hick-ass white boy from the Plains, Ohio? No.
Like, I think that's exactly... I think he's just, like...
I think that it probably is the relationship, which is very funny because they're, like, best friends.
Like,
anyway.
Sorry, not to distract about our super fucking...
very specific Cincinnati sports nonsense happening right now. Yes, back to the gay zombie show.
Yeah, so in that they were just trying to escape as well.
Okay.
That they had been stuck in the same trap. So everyone is just trying to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it happens in the show. I don't think so. But in the game, Henry wanted to find fireflies.
Okay.
I don't think they mentioned fireflies.
No, I think they're just trying to leave.
Yes. Which makes a little more sense. But he does mention that he wants to go find some fireflies. Because he thinks that that's, like, the right way. And Joel's like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know. But he is a lot less, like, Henry is... much more pragmatic and more, like, it does. Like, he's so focused on keeping Sam alive that, like, there's one point in the game where they're at a toy store and Sam, like, finds, like, Sam's also older. He's, like, 13. But Sam finds, like, a little, like, Transformers toy kind of thing. And Henry's basically like, no, we can't take that. We don't have room for that. We can't give any of our bag space away for that kind of stuff. Like, put it back. That doesn't make us survive kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I think Ellie actually steals it for him and then, like, puts it on his and, like, gives it to him at the very end when he goes. That whole end was still the same. Yeah, so so I do like that they made Henry a lot more, like, nice. And that they also made Sam younger. I feel like
I feel like it worked better with the parallel of kind of, like, Henry and Joel being, like, the parents.
Yes.
Yeah, and then, like,
right, because before it was, like, you know, a 19-year-old brother and a 13-year-old brother.
Yeah.
That comes off as a lot more sibling feeling more than, like, a,
like,
parent or caretaker.
Yeah, for, like, 19 to, like, 10.
Yes.
I don't know how old Henry was supposed to be. But, Yeah, said.
Yeah, their story was. There was a lot straight from the game, though. The building, the...
Was the Joel up in the sniper tower protecting Ellie, was that?
Yes.
Okay, that felt exactly...
But as soon as I saw that house, I went, oh, God!
When you saw that truck, you specifically said, fuck that truck.
Yes, the truck with the run spray painted
on
it.
Oh, yeah, I know you had said that before.
Oh.
But no, I feel like this is the first time when I've been like, God, that it took us this fucking, like, us as a society... this fucking long to adapt a video game well. Because even, like, when these scenes, it was like, oh, this is definitely a scene from the game, but, like, this is also an interesting scene.
Yeah.
Like, it was always a very cinematic video game, so, like, right. It lent itself to that.
Right, I think that's one of the biggest problems, is when people try to adapt video games that aren't cinematic video games,
yeah.
And then just go way
Halo.
Out in left field. Yeah.
Well, like, the Assassin's Creed movie.
Halo. Yeah, the Assassin's Creed.
Oh, God,
Creed movie.
I forgot about that. Thanks for reading that back
so
up to the
bad.
Fifth of my
the
brain.
Prince of Persia one, too, was really
oh,
bad.
Oh, God, yeah.
Too.
Hey, Jake Gyllenhaal tried his best.
To be Persian.
To be us.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
No.
Yeah, but I feel like.
Yeah. Or if you're going to do one that's like, has options. Because that's the thing. Last of Us worked so well because it was a story.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm nervous, I'm nervous about, like, the Fallout one, because if they try to redo one of the stories that already exists, they're going to fuck it up, because those have so many options. Make it its own thing in the universe. Make it its own damn thing. The fans will be happy. That's all you need to do.
Right, make a story in the universe that makes sense and is loyal to the universe.
Like, the Death Note movie could have been so good if they had just not said, like, these are these characters from the anime. Make it... But
if you wanted to make
Seattle now, it's like, just
right.
Say there's someone else. Just say there's someone else. That's all we're asking for.
Right. If you wanted to make American Death Note, just make
American
a Death Note that ended up in America. Because there were a bunch of different Death Note
oh,
books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't need to, you don't need to,
Yeah. It is crazy, though, that
make
this is the
thing.
First time we've actually made
been...
a video game that has been, like, critically acclaimed.
I don't know. Sonic's pretty critically acclaimed.
But again, why was that successful? Because they just took the character and did something funny and weird with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, if it's something that disconnected from anything, do that. Like,
yeah.
Just pick something weird. Yeah.
I do like that we're even like our... Like, I do like the no one is safe thing when Melanie Linsky just gets fucking murdered by that fucking whore
child clicker.
Oh,
Isn't she, like, wearing, like, a Blue's Clues shirt or something?
Yes!
Oh, is it the child clicker?
Yes, the child clicker wearing a Blue's Clues shirt.
Is that who kills Melanie?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I know she's there in the car, like,
yes.
with
yeah.
Ellie at one
yeah.
point.
Because
yeah, the kid's, like, a 9-year-old contortionist or something.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, that girl was terrifying.
Which I loved, because I so many things for, like, a couple days after. I was just seeing, like, oh, Blue found a clue.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, all of her thing of, like, her whole confrontation with Henry... of being like, I don't care. I know why you did it, but that doesn't matter because
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, I do love it. So
like, I love her just not even trying to, like,
well, it's just
justify.
It's very like the scary hypocrisy of it, because she's like, no, I'm going to murder you because you killed my brother, and then he's like, all I was trying to do was protect my brother, and she was like, nope, don't care, you both die.
And he was like, he's just a kid. And she's like, kids die all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I love how just she just didn't engage with the
yeah,
and she didn't care, and it's almost like she recognizes her hypocrisy but decides
doesn't matter.
Fuck
it.
Yeah. I still want you dead. Like.
And even through the whole chaos of, like, when they're in the, outside the little house of all the, I didn't even realize that, I love the way they make these fights, or they, like, with the big clicker attacks, like, it's so chaotic that, like, it's, you don't, they don't usually show you anyone getting bitten, but it's completely believable afterwards
right.
that they have been.
Yeah.
So when that when Sam reveals that to Ellie,
mm-hmm.
after they, like, let them stay in, like, the kids' room so, like, the adults can stay up later.
Also, I want to say, like, with the bloater, the really big one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Perry, or whatever his name is,
yeah.
he goes to attack him. And then, like, the clicker goes and, like, rips off his head. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That is that exact animation when you lose to a bloater.
Oh,
that is, like,
geez.
The death animation.
Nice.
So everyone was like, oh, God, that just, like, took me back. Like, the fact that they chose to do, like... little small things like that
yeah,
and like
honor
exactly
it the same, yeah.
that like if you know what you're looking for it hits, and if you don't, like, it just falls into the back. He got died really violent. Like, he got killed really violently. Yeah. That sucks. But if you were like, oh my god, I remember getting killed like that 50 times. Like, I got her. In the game, I don't think he actually showed her the bite until it, but he was being, like, weird the night before. And so she just kind of was like, okay, whatever. And, like, went to bed. You know what I mean?
What was the line he had when he's basically asking, like,
do you think they're still alive?
Yeah, like,
do you think they're still, like, themselves?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Yes, yeah. And
it just seemed like a weird question, and of her being like, I don't know. And then he, like, showed
right, and aren't you scared of anything?
Yeah.
And, you know. And then she says that whole, like, I'm scared of ending up alone.
Yeah.
And I like her very, very kid reaction of like, my blood's medicine. I don't know how medicine's made at all in this world, but I know that people told me my blood can cure it, so can't my blood cure it? Like,
and then after the last episode, is it from the downloadable content? Oh, because I know I texted you quick after I watched the most recent episode, which was the Riley Mall episode. As much as I saw everything with Ellie and Riley on Tumblr, I didn't know that Riley had been bitten. Was that new to the show or was that in the game? I did not know that. I don't know how I didn't know that. But so even with that scene now, it was so much sadder when she must have sat there, like, and been with Riley as she became a clicker. And now is realizing, like, oh, fuck, I could have saved her, but I didn't know. And now she's like, now I know and I can do it.
Save you. And then that doesn't work either.
That was terrible. Jesus Christ, good acting. God, the fucking physical acting that?
Yeah.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he just fucking lunges at Ellie and they go, like, through the door. And then that whole fucking sequence. Henry, like, has to shoot him, and then he just doesn't know what to do, and then he shoots himself, and Jesus fuck, Bella Ramsey's acting amazing.
Yeah, but she does that, like, huh? She, like, makes some, like, noise, like,
because she's so freaked out that Sam was a clicker, then that, like, that Sam was on top of her, then Sam got killed, and then Henry just kills himself, and it's like,
Yeah, and that's literally exactly how it was in the game, pretty much, except as soon as Henry kills himself, there's, like, a moment where, like, Ellie's, like, looking at him, and then it fades to black, and then we just start back. Like, there was no, like, burying. No, it's just, like, it happened, and you're like, oh my god, what the fuck? And then we're just walking in Wyoming.
It was so bad. Like,
I'm kind of glad that we had a little bit of that closure in that.
Oh, the I'm sorry on the little board.
And Joel's whole, like,
and
Joel's looking at
season
it.
Season is like, this means something, but she doesn't want me to ask. Like,
and I think it was also like I think that's also the moment where he kind of realized he's fucked.
Yeah.
In this, that he is attached now and cares about Ellie. Because, like, he kept wanting to try to help in that situation.
Yeah.
And Henry, he wasn't able to.
Yeah.
So he thought at that point she was going to die.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going to be able to do anything. So I think that he also kind of has that moment for himself where he's like, oh, shit, I'm fucked in this. And I'm like, I care. You know, him trying to act like he doesn't care about her or that it's not important or she's just cargo or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, now he's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well, because I feel like that's in the next episode where they have that little, like, campfire scene. Where she admits that she, like, tried to save him, and he has to be like, well, I'm sure it's, like, more... Because she's like, maybe it's not true, like, maybe I'm not actually immune, and he's like, I'm sure it's more complicated than that. And he's like, I don't know, I'm a contractor.
Well, what's a contractor?
Also, I like that whole joke of him saying that they were very respected, and everyone liked...
Yeah, that was... I was trying to remember, like, what happens in the... Because this is when we get to Jackson, and everything with Tommy, but,
Yeah,
I feel like compared to the Sam and Henry episode and then compared to the Riley episode, this one's kind of like, yep, fine. Like, it made sense for the stuff. It was interesting. Yeah, but...
Yeah, because we have them go... They're still... Yeah, see, so that fireplace scene wasn't in it at all.
No.
Basically, you end up, like, traveling right outside of... Like, it literally cuts to black, and you're, like, basically right outside of Jackson after that. Because clearly, I mean, how much fun is a video game where you're walking through the woods for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Yes, we can't wait to
be
early.
Oh my god, also the old native couple.
Yes, they were not
everybody I talk about just like, you know, everyone's like, I want to survive the apocalypse. No, I just want to be them.
Yeah.
Why didn't you shoot them? No, the gun's over there.
Yeah,
yeah, Graham Greene and his wife.
They were so
my
good.
They're fucking hilarious. Don't steal the rabbit.
And I love the... when Joel was like, I had her show us where it is. Like, now, if you don't show us the right way, if you don't tell us the same thing, I'll know you guys were lying. And he literally goes, did you tell them the truth? Like, thinking, like, she might have just straight up lied in the first place.
Yeah. But yeah,
but see, I still do like this. I think also this episode was very much for the video game fans.
Yeah.
Seeing Jackson, seeing Dina. Or I'm going to guess Dina.
Also, what did I read? It's kind of also a slam on, like, the actual Jackson, because it was one of those, like, come build your Western frontier life, and now it's, like, a multi-million dollar city.
Right.
Well, yeah, because they said they were in, like, a former gated community is what they ended up building.
It's, like, a multi-million dollar neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it...
Which is hilarious, because that means that all those rich people fucking
died. But there's
died.
A lot of, like, that whole thing where, like, Joel's, like, crying with the boots when he's trying to fix his boots.
Yeah.
And he's saying the whole thing of, like, I can't, like... I like this whole, like, Joel's PTSD thing
he has
going
panic
on.
Attacks.
Yes, like, I love that whole...
Because everything's finally, like, calm for a minute.
And he also knows, like we said, like I said in the last part of it, that, like, he understands at this point that he doesn't... He's going to be very, very destroyed if Ellie dies.
Yeah.
He has gotten to that point, like...
Well, yeah, that's what he tells Tommy, like, it's like, I'm failing Sarah over and over again. Oh, then also Ellie finds out about Sarah. I think that Tommy had a little shrine to Sarah.
Yes.
Incredibly cute. Because he was like the dumb, like, food stealing, get into bar fights in Weston uncle.
Yeah.
It sounds like communism. It's not communism. No, it actually is. This is a commune. Love that, too.
Yeah.
Because these fucking Texas men, like,
communism. Yeah.
No, exactly what you want. It's just communism.
No, is it Maria is Tommy's?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to explain. Like, no, communism's good, actually, you dumbass Texans.
This is what, you're enjoying this. This is communism.
Yeah.
It's just not, you just didn't think about it because it wasn't called.
The only thing you think of is authoritarian communism.
Yeah.
Definitely not the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much that, like, is shit, like, teasing the second game in this episode that I was like, oh, God!
Oh, does the second game take place in Jackson?
Part of it. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we kind of have a, not to, like, spoil shit too much, but, like.
No, I mean, I've seen all the Tumblr things. Which one is Dina? Is that the girlfriend? Okay.
So remember when there was, like, the girl that was, like, looking at her?
Yes.
She was like, who the fuck, what are you looking at?
Well,
and that was definitely.
Well, I know, we spoil this entire, I'll put a spoiler thing in front. So I know there's that, but then, like, I have seen gift sets of, like, all of the, like, queer characters from the second game, so I was just like, I don't know which one she is.
Yeah.
Like, because I know there's, like, multiple.
Yeah. And the horse, the little horse, the baby one, she's like, oh, like, she says something, like, whatever, what's her name? Shimmer. And, like, that's Ellie's horse later. I was like, Shimmer! But that's also funny, because everyone was like, why the fuck did Ellie name her horse Shimmer?
Yeah.
She didn't. That makes a little more sense that she didn't.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other stuff from that episode.
Oh, well, there was the big confrontation, the big moment, the big move. Where,
I still thought that was really good. I didn't realize until after the episode aired that was, like, a direct monologue from the game.
Yeah.
And I'm still literally, I saw, like, side-by-side gift sets of...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, the costumes, perfect, the room, perfect, like, yeah, where he says that whole thing of, like, you know, you have no idea what loss is, and you're right, you're not my daughter, and I'm not your dad, and a whole, horrible moment of all of that.
Yeah.
And then him deciding that he's being a fucking asshole.
I love the way he does it, too, that he doesn't confront Ellie at all. He's just already there with the horses and be like, it's your decision, make a choice.
Yeah.
And then she blows the duffel bag at him and he's like, you?
Yes.
Like, sorry, Tommy, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
and then Tommy tells them that they have a place here no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, because they're trying to get to like, what is it, like
the university?
Some made up.
It's made up.
University of Wyoming.
Yeah.
Like, University I think it's East Wyoming
Jackson or something.
I think it's East Wyoming University or something.
Because that's where the fireflies are supposed to be.
Supposedly.
Yes. That's where there's supposed to be a section of fireflies doing some shit in a lab. Okay. So they think this is a good spot to be because lab probably means science. Lab.
Lab
means science.
Sorry, y'all. I'm going through puberty again. Ellie, we're supposed to give her to scientists to do the vaccine thing.
Yeah, because the rubbing blood on wounds didn't work.
Yes.
But that is from when they were going, and she keeps asking different questions.
Yeah.
So when Starbucks comes up of, how much coffee was, or was that before?
Yeah. That was in the...
This is when he's explaining the rules of football, and she's just like, that sounds stupid, and he's like, well, I guess we're not explaining it like this. It does sound stupid.
And where he says he wanted to be a singer when he grew up.
Oh, yeah, he finally missed, because she asked before him, what did he... Was that before when they were at the campfire thing they were talking about?
No, at the campfire, she asked what he wanted to do after all of this.
Uh-huh.
And he said he wanted to be a sheep farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Or he wanted to be a farmer of something quiet, like sheep.
Yeah.
They have sheep.
Yes. Yeah, and then she said, they have sheep when they're at the... Yeah, and she says that joke of, the dream of sheep on the moon, sheep farming on the moon or something.
Oh, God, yeah, and I love... Oh, that's one of the big things of this episode. I think it's at the campfire scene when she's talking about all the astronauts she likes, and then I think it's Joel's, Sally Ride, and she's like, yes, and I was like, oh, that was just, a red flag lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yes.
Yeah. They get to the university, and doesn't look like there's any fireflies around.
Yeah, it's, fully abandoned. Yeah, that it was, monkeys running around is also direct from the game thing.
Yes, the monkeys were exactly direct from the game. And, some of the lines she even said about, maybe they turned themselves into monkeys. That was directly from the game. However, though, that part in the lab took, 5 hours.
Yeah.
God, that was some of the hardest shit.
Which isn't going to be good to, that's it.
No, that's not fun. It wasn't fun to play. It's not fun to watch. they were good fights and whatever, but how he got, fucked up.
That's different, too.
Yeah, he had actually, been pushed off of a balcony and fallen and gotten rhubarb through his...
Rhubarb
we're making pies out of.
Yep, a rhubarb. That was a rhubarb pie just now. Rhubarb pie came up with a knife.
Rhubarb. One of the monkeys had filed it into a
tail. So in the video game version, he understands that, you have to pull him off of it.
Right, so you had to pull him off of it because he was on
in
the ground.
Show him getting stabbed, and they take it out. Why would you take it out?
I kept seeing someone...
Leave it the fuck
I
in.
I was like, Joel, why the fuck did you take out the goddamn knife?
I saw it was the one... I think it was
Was it a knife or a bat?
Or it was a bat.
Shard from the bat, but it was... It's on Otter Shuttle, which is the one lesbian pop culture site. But they were saying, the apocalypse happened, and so he didn't get to watch every episode of Grey's Anatomy and doesn't know that you shouldn't take it. I was like,
he's lived this long. He's read a basic first aid book.
I feel like him and Tess have been stabbed before. The fact that he took it out was... I mean...
So either him or Tommy or someone was in the military, they know if you get stabbed with something, you leave the fuck it in.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of, even
if you pull it out, guess what? Now the blood has a place to come out of, dumbasses. Oh, it may be insane.
What is it? He could have been hit with the bat, stumbled back, half the building was collapsed, and he still fell on the rebar.
I was fine with the bat being the option,
I don't think he would know that.
Yes. How have you survived this long without knowing? You keep the stab in until you can safely take it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's just how that episode just ends after that, right?
Yeah. And then
they get on the horse, remember? And then
he falls off. Back. Yeah, then he falls off
and she's like, come on, wake up. You gotta, I don't know what to do. And in the background, there's a cover of I'll Never Let You Down by Depeche Mode playing, was played in the very first
Depeche.
I can never say that word.
It is right up course.
Depeche.
Yes, I love that we've done this because it's such a tendency in television. 80s music is used so frequently in TV. in just like any fucking genre, but I love that like 80s means danger. So I that one I didn't even know. That was a little bit.
That's one of my favorite. Like, I've been listening to that song for like a year, loving that fucking song.
Mm-hmm.
So when it first came up in the first episode, I was like, oh, perfect. This is such a great song for this show. This is like, I'm
doing on Sunday. Oh, I'm trying to remember what we were doing that Sunday. Liz might have been working at Rheingeist, which is the brewery around here that we love. So I think I was a little bit drunk when we watched that episode, so I feel like that one I didn't catch it the first time listening to it. But yeah, I'll probably rewatch it. The whole season once all these
episodes are out. Yeah, I know Cork is for like the next 3 months until another fixation show comes out.
I was honestly thinking about rewatching it. Well, because I want to rewatch it for these next episodes that are coming up.
Yeah, Cork gave me a warning.
Oh, the last...
They're real bad.
The last two?
I think they're the last two.
Oh, wait,
this next one's going to be real... I hate this.
Liz is going to California to hang out with her newborn baby niece and her sister. And I'm almost being like,
do I watch it without?
Am I allowed to watch it? Do we
you gotta watch it. I can't be quiet about it.
I was like, can I call you and we just like watch it together or something? Like on the phone, I was like, I'm gonna need to watch it.
I'm struggling to not talk about it right now.
My family watches it too.
Everyone watches it and it's so fucking bizarre.
That's the weirdest thing. Yeah, everybody I know, even like you said, random customers all watch it. And it's like, you're not who I expect to enjoy the show.
Mary posted something about it on Facebook, our aunt.
Yeah.
And no, I was like,
well, because I feel like we're one of these HBO shows. I feel like we're getting to the point where we're like Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon. It's like, it's a Game of Thrones is an excellent example. It's this great show. Like, mom has never touched anything that is even near fantasy before. She watched a couple seasons of Game of Thrones. Like, I feel like it's just like everyone's watching it, so I have to watch it. I mean, it's like Ted Lasso was like a bit like that too. These like huge fucking hits.
Yeah.
So I've had conversations with Ted Lasso, who people who call FC Cincinnati FC. Like, they know fucking shit all about soccer, but they're watching Ted Lasso because everyone's watching Ted Lasso.
My aunts and uncles and people like my extended family are watching something that like I remember
Dad. Still from the first episode.
Right. I wonder how much he's watched recently, but he was really excited to watch more of it, so I don't know how much he's watched.
Oh, yeah, I remember the one time when Dad would just be like, oh, what's this fucking GameCube thing you're doing? And he, like, had no idea, and we had...
Even then, because I told him, like, when we were watching it, I was like, oh, I'm really excited for this. This is a game I played back in, like, high school. I played it with, like, Corey and Maddie, and it was, like, a really big moment for, like, me. I really loved this game. And, you know, we were watching the first episode, and it got to the end, he was like, that was really good. This was a video game?
What is he saying? Video game? He's thinking that when he watched
Mario.
Paige playing Madden or like Tony Hawk games or something. Right. He's just like, no, you like skateboard and play football. Like, there's not like a story. Like,
right. I was like, well, yeah, this was almost perfectly from the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy though, just being these people that like
would never play.
I would never
connect
to
me game
anywhere near knowing anything about modern video games.
Yeah.
To be like, The Last of Us is really good. And I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
Like, freaking, I went to my brother's birthday party, and his friends were talking about it, and like, and that was right when the gay episode came out. And they're like,
yeah.
Honestly, I freaking cried. And I'm like,
which gay episode?
The first gay episode.
The big gay episode.
The gay, not lesbian one.
Yeah. And they were like, it was so freaking good. Like, I cried, and she's like, because this is what love is. I'm like, I'm happy you're enjoying this, and I'm happy you're accepting of this. You are not who I thought I'd be having this conversation with.
You're like, I'm very glad that I don't have to be so afraid around you.
Yes, you are safe. Cool. I mean, they're my brother's.
You understand.
I don't think my
brother's
be friends
basics.
With people who aren't, but.
But yes, but like.
It's still just like, okay.
It's that thing of like those people that would never usually engage with these kind of communities. Like with queer communities, or may know, like, maybe have their one token gay friend or whatever.
But everybody loved Nick Offerman and...
Right.
Everybody.
But then being able to see it in like, reality and being like, no, that's just a love story. Because it's a love story.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I think, like, yeah, that's
that difference
between... I think
it's opening more people's minds, too, yeah.
Right, between having, like, a gay friend that you're like, don't flirt with me. And then that's a love story. I got it.
Yeah. But it was very funny going to that party, and then they're talking to me about it. And like, I had to have this guy come home and just watch it with me.
Because I was like, I can't not talk about this. And she's like, why are you, like, I definitely get why they're watching the show. They are gamers. But, like, the guy today, I was talking to him, he's like, no, I played Xbox. I didn't even play the games, but I'm loving the show. I'm like, I didn't either. It was my spouse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Brett never played the games. Mr. Not Gamer Boy.
I had a 360. Okay? And don't call me a not gamer because I just fought my friend Joey because he doesn't know what the GS ball is in Pokemon. And if you don't, you're a fake fan too.
Of Pokemon?
Yeah. There's tons of fake fans out there.
Of course, because everyone grew up on the anime.
It's in there. There's a 17-episode arc about this one stupid Pokeball, and it never gets resolved or anything. It's like the lost episodes. But anyways,
we're talking about how
so many people just love the show who you never would expect it to.
Yeah.
Like I have my brother's friends who loved the gay episode, and I would never expect them to, like, be talking to me about
queer stuff. About how much they loved a gay romance.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, your net worth is over $1 million. I don't want to hear that, friend.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to... It's weird to hear you talk about, like, gay stuff with me.
Mm-hmm.
There are rich gays.
But, like, white cishet. Man.
Oh, okay. Cishet $1 million man. Yes. who got engaged in freaking Milan during the fashion show. Yeah.
Wait, are you sure he's not gay? No, Dana, wait.
It was for her.
I know, but I'm just saying.
No.
Some Milan fashion. The one, like, witch.
Not during the show, but, like.
No, it was during Milan Fashion Week. It was the one witch douchebag guy from 90 Day Fiancé.
No!
He basically cheated on the woman he was with. They were kind of broken up. Right. They're a mess. But anyway, he met his new girlfriend during Milan Fashion Week.
Oh. See.
He also looks like a little bit like Colin Firth, and he has like a British accent, and he dresses like a fucking douchebag.
We're not going to say names, but your Star Wars friend that you were talking
about. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my brother's friend who's super into Star Wars.
Yeah.
So
anyway, then that gay episode, I mean, the second one.
Yes. Wait, let's make sure. We are up to the opening of that
where Joel she's freaking out and he's telling her to leave.
Yes, when they get to, like, she's just... I love how they don't show us, but they just, like, they were, like, basically, like, sled marks. Like, she had to put him on something and drag him behind the horse, and there's a bunch of blood in the snow.
But also, it was like, sis, cover that shit up!
Yeah.
Fix your tracks here!
Oh, yeah, God, I didn't even think of that, yeah. And so it's just in some, like, abandoned house... Where the horse is in the garage.
Very, very from the game.
Yeah.
Very from the game.
Yeah, so she's freaking out, trying to figure out what the fuck to do, and he's just bleeding all over the place, and then, yeah, that's when he tells her to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but her best chance is to just go back to Jackson with Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, is this when she puts the coat over him?
Yes, and then she walks
up... him into the coat! I hate it!
And then she walks up the stairs and basically, like, grabs the doorknob, and that's when, like, the flashback starts.
Yes.
Which is so, yeah, because it's basically her contemplating if she's going to leave him or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we go to the flashback, which...
Yes. The flashback is... I mean, it's very much the game. It's very much the DLC. Most of it is pretty much pulled right from the DLC. Right, but what you were saying is that we've added this lore to 80s music.
Yeah.
That makes it really interesting.
Well, what's playing our Take On Me? When she's running?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember what's in the headphones at the start.
I can't remember. We watched
it's another 80s song, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I guess she just gets in a fight and gets a black eye and gives someone 15 stitches.
Yes.
So I guess, yes, it did mean danger.
Yeah, and then we have her with, like, the principal, and her fascist military school.
Yes, Terry Chen, which is just one of those, like flashing lights of, like, we film in Toronto.
Yeah.
Right? Anybody that films in Toronto, he is in.
Yeah. Yeah, and he gives her that whole speech of, like,
you could be a great leader. Like, Fedra is the only thing that's keeping this entire place together.
Or
you could get a desk job.
It's such a good example of, like, how people end up in fascist regimes that are not at all agree with fascism. You know what I mean? People that are just like, well, I'm just doing my best and I just want people to be safe. Especially when you're talking about, like, a 13-year-old. Yeah. You know what I mean? When you're talking to a child.
Yeah, like, who basically was raised within the system. So right. Like, yeah.
Whose only ideal is this.
Yeah.
Who was an orphan that never even knew her parents. Yeah. Like, yeah. I liked that whole scene. It was very interesting. And I do like her, though, like, kind of be like, well, like, can I have my Walkman back?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have her in her room. Where she's... Well,
this whole, like, the space stuff and the dinosaur stuff on her wall, and she's going through that one comic book she was talking about with Sam, and then...
You don't even get the dinosaur stuff yet.
Okay.
Anyone who's seen the second, or played the second game.
I feel like I've seen it. I knew the dinosaurs were important. I guess I totally know why the dinosaurs are important.
She likes dinosaurs.
Yeah, I was going to say she was just really, like, sensitive.
But there's, like, a whole scene that goes into that.
And... Yeah, but then that's when she looks over at the other bed in the other, like, corner of the room, and there's, like, empty walls.
The Mortal Kombat poster.
Oh, is there a Mortal Kombat poster?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I missed, because what is...
Which was the first one where they actually
When did she
had, like,
mention
games.
Mortal Kombat before?
When they're in the, like, where she finds the tampons.
There's a Mortal Kombat, and then
there's, like, there's, like, a video game, and she starts saying, like, she wants to play it like an arcade game. And she's like, I have this friend who knew all about Mortal Kombat. Mm. And you would, you know, and was, like, talking about one of the finishing moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then Riley, and there's, like, this whole thing that, like, Ellie's been acting out more in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and even when Bully was like, no one can protect you, no, your friend's gone.
Right.
And, like, yeah, even the way the bully said friend, the way Ellie reacts, I was like, friend, okay. Like,
friend, okay, all right.
Then Riley breaks in through the wind, or comes back in, and is like, hey, and she's, like, been gone for, like, 3 weeks, and is like, I'm a, does she tell her then that she's a firefly?
No, she's like,
oh, I'm gonna give you, like, a great night, you should come with me.
No, I think actually she does say that she went and joined the Fireflies. That's where she went.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically that she has something she wants to show Ellie, and Ellie should come with her, and that it's, like, this really exciting thing.
I don't feel like we need to be recapping the whole thing. We can just talk about what we like about it. But holy, all the, like, adorable fucking baby gay shit that Ellie asked her to turn around while she's changing her pants. And then, I was like, what's so weird about this?
Yes.
Like...
And he's like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Is that why you left?
And then, like, how wise he's like, yeah, we're getting married.
Yes.
I like the age differences are very, like, interesting. The fact that they're 14 and 16,
mm-hmm.
that it's, like, Ellie's, like, a freshman in high school, and Riley's, like, a junior, and, like, a junior likes her. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Like that thing. I love the fucking height difference with them. I was like, God damn, we're not going to get to see more of this couple because I really like the height difference.
Yes.
She's so much taller than her.
Bella is very short.
She's very, yes.
Did you know she was also English?
They're also English, yes.
They.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was, they were...
We're talking about Bella now.
Yeah, I know. In my head, I was like, well, we all more matches English. And I was like, yeah, well, because everyone in Game of Thrones was English.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, no, yeah. But they weren't Game of Thrones.
Well, right, I saw an interview where it was just, like, the back and forth, like, talking to each other's
mm-hmm.
between Bella and Pedro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when they... I loved the abandoned mall. That was such a fun element.
Oh, when all the lights turned on.
Yes.
That was such a great shot.
Out
so beautiful.
All the stores and stuff.
Yes, yeah. And that's
like,
what I like.
Because at one point I saw like the P in the background, like, that's a broken down GameStop. And then they paint over it, like, yep, broken down GameStop.
Well, yeah, even all the things were like
there's a New York company. I don't know why my eyes went straight to that. And I was like, oh God, my mom.
Well, no, because even that was pointing out of being like, it's a CVS in this movie. I was like, no, it was. It was at a Forest Fair.
Yep.
Or was it Forest Fair? It's Cincinnati Mills now.
Cincinnati Mills. The one that's abandoned that everyone goes into and take pictures.
Which is creepy, and they could totally film a horror show.
Anyone in the U.S. have probably seen at least some pictures of the Cincinnati Mall or they're all over the internet.
Literally, it leaks.
Urban exploration place.
I've told many people, if they're going to
film a... And liminal space. A lot of
liminal
space.
If they're going to film a Bioshock thing, it's perfect when it rains because all the water comes in like it's the underside of Rapture.
It's not, like, not locked up. Like, people go in there all
the time. Yeah, but remember there used to be a CVS, like, right by the exit. And I was like, yeah, no, I go there, I'd be like, oh, well, I'll grab a Mountain Dew. And I was like, well, I'm in here. I guess I need some hair ties or something. Like, but yeah, it just felt like such a very... It's a, such a very, like, when did the apocalypse happen?
2003.
And, but when they get there, and, like, it's also, like, fun, and Ellie's so excited about the fucking him, the electronic stairs!
Yes.
Just, like, the escalator.
And
then,
Take On Me is playing.
And then I was like, ah, 80s means danger, 80s means danger! And I was like, shit. Take On Me.
During the, like, electric stairs thing, I just thought it was funny because one of the podcasts, there's a dude called Dungeons and Daddies. Their second season takes place in, like, a post-apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids freak out when they get into an elevator because they don't know what it is. Because they just don't have that anymore. It's just like, oh my god. It's just funny. It's like...
An escalator would be really fucking cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you have no idea. Yeah, I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Same with the truck, remember? This is a spaceship?
Yeah, she thought this
she's never been in
so cool.
Yeah.
But,
oh,
good, yeah.
Little and, Victoria's Secret dorkiness.
Oh,
and the fixing her hair
God.
And the
baby flirting with the Victoria's Secret.
They did so good at, like, just capturing, like, teenage, awkward, crush relationship.
And I do
thing.
Like the very, like, okay, because it was, like, I like the, like, obvious pointing out of it of being, like, oh, yeah. Nobody would loot the Victoria's Secret. It's fucking pointless.
Yeah.
Like, so that was, like, completely untouched. But, yeah, I... God, the baby floor, it was so good. And the fact that, like, Riley planned that entire...
Mm-hmm.
The little elements that we got of, like, how much he planned of it. Like, it was, like, a one-off line of, like, yeah, I spent an hour breaking into this coin machine
yes.
so they could, like, play the arcade games.
Yeah.
And then she, like, didn't... She got the $5 bill. She didn't try the photo booth thing.
Yeah, we had the little photo booth, the
Even
carousel.
Even the horror store, I was like... When did the world end? In what month was it?
It was September.
I
couldn't remember because I was like, "There's a Halloween."
I saw someone on Twitter that was like, "Of course, Halloween Express survived the apocalypse."
Yes.
Well, I know because they've been in there and then they caught and it's just clearly like a Spirit Halloween like staple
yeah,
to
Halloween
the wall.
Yeah.
Like sign.
Right.
I was like, "Of course, it's just like a pop up Halloween store."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, that's so great."
And of course, it's Spirit because.
Well,
yeah.
It didn't say Spirit. It said, like,
oh,
I think it
right.
did say, like, it might have been a Halloween special.
Dumb
Halloween.
Shit, but yes,
yeah.
your Halloween.
It was,
like,
yeah, that's, like, what it was.
The
like.
Joke of, like...
Yeah,
you
they
know,
are
the,
always there.
When the queen died, people were posting memes of, like, Spirit Halloween already on that, yes.
Yeah, as soon as anything shuts down, the Spirit Halloween is there.
Surprised there isn't a Spirit Halloween in the QZ. And those old Starbuckses, how she
oh
said.
God.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, God, I think on the carousel with them looking at each other and passing the...
I was like,
it was so cute.
Ugh. Mm. Yeah, it was good, and it was horrible, and it was a good time.
Yeah, and then, God, when they got, the masks were... the fact that, like, it was such a cute scene, but, like, fucking Riley's mask was fucking horrifying.
And then, yeah, they were exactly from the game.
Oh, they were, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
This wasn't something that, I wouldn't have noticed, but I saw it, it was a Black TV critic was liking, Riley's hair, because I didn't notice how, like, intricate Riley's hairstyle
yes.
was.
And yeah, like, she had those microblade braids that were, like, coming out.
Yeah, and, like, the blonde dye and everything.
I was fascinated
and everyone was like, oh. The theory that I saw was that, like, the fireflies got the braids hook up. So that was like, she got her hair done from the fireflies. Or everyone was like, or Riley's a very specific being like, when is the apocalypse? But I am spending hours doing my hair.
Yeah. I was thinking that too. I was like, the half done micro braids are a very weird
yeah.
choice. Like, they seem to have come out. Like, they're old. But you still spent a lot of time on them.
Yeah.
Like, those micro braids take a long time.
Yeah. It seemed like it's probably not Fedra. I guess the Firefly's got, like, this thing, all the hairstylists.
A Firefly's got, like, a hairstyle. Like, a hair salon set up
somewhere, yeah.
Marlene brought her to the hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, they get in a fight with a clicker.
Oh, God. They cut to the clicker who's in the fucking abandoned American Girl doll store, which is so 2000.
Oh, that was American Girl doll?
Yes.
I thought that was the store.
I thought it was
creepy-ass fucking dolls.
It was a creepy doll store, but then I did look down. I was like, oh, that's an American Girl doll logo.
Why were some
like,
of them look porcelain then?
Because
they're old. They've broken down.
They've been there for
a while.
I don't know.
Do they make porcelain American Girl
no.
dolls?
Maybe they made a Samantha stand. It was 2003.
I know too little about American Girl dolls, and I hate
also, there's
fucking old dolls to begin
there's
with.
There's something very
unsettling,
poetic about that. What, that the death of their innocence came from the American Girl doll store?
Oh, no.
Like, come on!
Oh, that is...
The ideal of in 2003, what was, like, a young girl's thing was the American Girl dolls, how big they were in 2003. Wow. You think Kit was there? You think there was a Kit? Was Kit there yet?
Maybe.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah,
was Kit there yet?
Yes, because I had a Kit doll and I was definitely younger than 12.
Well, yeah, you're from Cincinnati. Every girl from Cincinnati has the Kit doll.
I mean, obviously, she was obsessed with the Reds.
Yeah, she was Cincy girl.
Yeah, did she have a little Reds outfit?
Yeah. Oh my god.
She did, yeah. I had to put a Reds outfit.
Yeah, she had a little dress. Like a little Reds uniform.
She was a uniform of the Reds.
Yes, my puberty is really bad right now. I've hit the mark. 3 months is where you really see results.
Did you have that terrifying day on Twitter that the new historic American Girl dolls from 1999?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they're cute though. They're like twins.
They're so cute. They're younger than us.
They're into.
Well, no, they're actually probably older.
No, they're probably older than us. They're probably
taking time in 90.
Well, they're probably like my age. Maybe they're like
probably like your age. Yeah.
But no, they have like aliens and like inflatable chairs and like, what was another little thing?
Oh god!
Oh, was it? I don't know if it was.
Is their story going to be about a Y2K thing?
It could be. I mean, that's a fucking. But why?
This sounds bad. But knowing American Girl dolls, why wouldn't they wait till like 2001?
I'm just saying, they're going to do American Girl during the tower collapse.
Why wouldn't they wait until like as the war starts? Though I feel like.
I don't know. Is that too dark? Is that your dog? Samantha's best friend was doing child labor.
Yeah, and Felicity was a slave. Felicity made friends with a slave. What was her name?
Addie.
Yes, Addie was a slave.
Yeah.
And Kit was trying to survive in the Depression. She was starving. And then didn't she, like, write a paper for her family?
We all lived in the Depression.
Well, she was in the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Still say that's.
And she had a little typewriter. Yeah. Remember? She was a writer. I don't remember anything else about her. But I remember her legs turned green.
Yeah, and either you or Paige made her fucking arm dislocate. It was so fucking mad. Fucking arm was out of her socket and just hanging a little pink sweater.
My doll's better than you guys. Jeez.
She was from Cincinnati, Cincy Girl.
Anyway, the clicker in the American Girl doll story. Yes.
He had the Kit hookup.
Yes. So, but I like the whole it was so silly seeing it and being like, oh no, this is all gonna go fucking horribly. And I knew Riley died. I didn't know she was infected, so I really thought she had just gotten killed somehow. So I had like no idea where this was gonna be going. But I really just, even when I saw the clicker and knowing that was like the only other thing really in the mall. Okay, we even talked about the fact that the pun book, which I assumed was from Riley, but like we see her give it to Ellie as a present. And then they go back to where like Riley's been staying and then they find all the bombs and then like Ellie almost leaves, but then like gets out into the like almost out and then like cries herself and then starts going back.
Yeah.
That's when the fucking spirit hologram like like starts screaming and then she starts running. The kiss was so cute and then the baby guy of all of it. But then I was like, but there's 80s music playing, this isn't good. Like,
Yeah, that was a really, the fight was good. It was
Yeah, the clicks frightened them, they both skip it, yeah.
Yeah, and Ellie's originally like, no, to herself, and then just like freaking the fuck out, just pure
Oh yeah, she has like a fucking
smashing of everything.
Even Miley's so cute, she's like, there's more glass over there if you want to break it. She like, doesn't even know what to do.
Yeah, and then she says the whole, like, it'll be poetic, we'll just lose our minds together.
I know, I like how she's fully like, we'll just Romeo and Juliet it, let's just fucking, like, suicide pact go. Like, I was like, but she's not gonna die.
And that's why it's even better that the fucking DLC is called Left Behind, because she's being left behind because Riley's going to join the Fireflies, but also she's left behind because she doesn't die. Riley dies, and she's stuck, still alive.
Do after, I'm fine if it's a spoiler for the video game or for what the show is. Do we see anything beyond, like, that point?
You know, honestly, I didn't play Left Behind myself. I watched a Let's Play of it years ago.
Okay.
So I can't remember exactly how it ended. It might have ended there with us just knowing
what happens.
But I can't remember. I'm going to assume with what we heard from other shit was that she killed Riley.
Well, I'm assuming that would be, but I don't know if we're going to see that.
Honestly, I would be surprised if we saw anything else from that DLC. That was pretty much the whole plot of the DLC.
Okay.
But I just can't remember if that was exactly where it ended or if, like, there was a scene where we got, like, the definite Riley died kind of shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that's where we're going to end it. I don't think we're going to see it.
Oh, it's so much, everything is so much sadder now that I know this. I'm like, oh, God. Now, like, once the season's done, like, going back knowing that, like, oh, like, she's immune and she literally had to, God, yeah, it's just, like, a fucking good, like, Romeo and Juliet fucking adaption of it, of, like, the, like, thought they were both going to die and then one doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it really sucks. And then, she goes back and tries to find something to help.
Yeah, we realize that we then come to her back at the doorknob and she realized she's not leaving. She's going up to the other part of the house to try to find anything that can help.
Yeah, and she eventually finds a needle and some thread.
Yeah.
And decides to go down and sew them up. Yeah. Which, I mean, honestly, good place to get stabbed.
Yeah, no important organs there.
Yeah.
Your intestines are probably gonna move out of the way, and that's all you're gonna hit.
Bring me to another show we love. Give me a second, it'll come to me. The pirate show.
That like means death?
Where Ed points out that you get stabbed there.
Right, that is.
That's where you get stabbed because there's no vital organs.
And honestly, everything moves the fuck out of the way. You gotta be, you're pretty unlucky if your intestine gets hit or if your intestine ends up popping out. Your intestine might pop out, but even then, that's mostly fine. Just put some water on it.
Shove that back in. It's fine.
Yeah. It'll get its way back in. pretty good place to get stabbed, honestly.
Yeah. Could be a lot worse.
If you had to pick, that's the place you want to be stabbed.
Well, that's because this isn't where Joel dies, right?
This is not where Joel dies.
I know you had said it was the start of the second game, and I...
Early in the second
game. Yeah, and I knew we're probably not going to... change that.
No, that'll be season two.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm worried about...
Let's talk about something more happy. How weird is it that Pedro Pascal's in the top two watched shows right now?
I know, that's why Pedro Pascal's going to be crossing over for, like, 2 weeks. That he's been
I knew this was going to happen when I saw, like, the whole schedules of everything, and I was like, oh, this is going to be a moment.
I mean, he's also, like, America's sweetheart right now still.
Yeah, he has definitely moved into superstar... the
John Oliver, yes. America's Treasures, Dolly Parton, Pedro Pascal, and Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, all the time. Like, the number of times people I see people are like, you know, I should really watch the Nick Cage movie.
But I want to watch it now, too. In general, that, like, I also feel like Pedro is really, really doing his own shit. Like, I feel like he was playing it safe. Early in the Mandalorian part of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like now he's just being weird.
Yeah.
Like, his outfits have been even gayer.
The open jokes about just being high and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Continuously talking about being high all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because what the, like, he doesn't need to hide anything anymore. Like, what the... Yeah.
I love the interviews where people are like, and you never played The Last of Us? He's like, and they're talking about, like, no, I had to call and get my nephews to play for me.
Well, he said that, and I
which I love.
I think this was the Graham. I think this was, like, part of the Graham Norton interview.
Yes.
For the BBC or whatever. But he was talking that, like, he, like, didn't know, like, he had never played the game, didn't know anything about it, whatever.
Sucked at playing
video
games.
He gets the something of a job offer ish.
Yeah.
About this. He, like, kind of looks into it, and he, like, calls his sister to talk about it, and
while they're about to leave on a flight.
No. Well, his kid, his nephews were about to get dropped off at school, and they're like, he's like, yeah, it's like for this video game. It's like an adaptation for this video game, and they're like, oh, what is it called? And he was like, it's called like the last of. They're like, The Last of Us, and he was like, yeah. They're like, you have to take that job.
He's like, I kind of already knew I wanted to do it. I just But yeah, like they actually yelled at him because he was so bad at the game.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to play the game and They made him stop and just started playing it because they were so annoyed.
Well, no, I saw some fun interview with, like, the creator being like, oh, my parents finally get to see what The Last of Us are because they're not going to play the games.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cute.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So we got 2 episodes left?
I think so.
Cross, they come out.
These next 4.
So how much are we going to be crying? This is a real question.
Like, the next one is honestly the point of when I, like, after early in the season, I rewatched, like, I watched basically one of those, like, Last of Us video game movie kind of things.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like,
cut together the season.
Like,
yeah.
A 4-hour of,
like,
the
see,
important...
I know how the season's going to end.
Right,
because
I just wanted a refresher because it'd been so long. So I have watched that, and this was the part where I was like, oh, God, I don't know how I'm going to watch this adapt. This is going to fucking suck. So it'll be interesting.
Worse after
suck.
Sam and Henry and Riley? How much more can they do to us?
It's gonna, depending on how... it's going to suck. It's going to suck. It's going to be pretty poopy. And then I really do hope they end the first season exactly how they ended the first game. Because I think, and I think they will, because it's very, if anyone who's played the game knows that it's very much exactly kind of the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole plot. It's the whole theme of everything, of, like, of being very human and loving people, but, like, it being weird and awkward, and it's very good. If they leave it exactly how they do, I really hope they do, because I think it really fits of how, what The Last of Us is about, which is just being human in really horrible situations and fucking caring about
say,
people and
lot,
how that
the
sucks
the show's a lot
sometimes.
Less scary than I perceived the game to be as well.
Well, because a lot of the game was just the tension of always dying.
True.
That
yeah.
was hard. And that you would be stuck in these situations with the clickers and you'd have to try to
cut
that
first
out.
Part, I mean, yeah, I mean, I know, I probably said it on our first bonus episode. I saw that one great Twitter joke of, like, they left out that part of the game where you die 18 times in a row in the first clicker room and contemplate driving back to GameStop and seeing if you can get a refund.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I never made it past that first clicker room because, like, I just kept fucking dying.
Yeah.
And then I think you had to go home. Of course,
right.
So I was just like, well, I'm not going to play this alone in my apartment. I'm going to get too scared.
Right.
So. All right, so I guess that's all we have to say about these episodes.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll probably talk about the last 2 episodes.
Yeah, I'll probably do another bonus episode.
After they're finished,
Oh, wait, well, if you have anything to say about The Last of Us, or The Mandalorian, or anything else Pedro's been in recently, we are Rickershaw Pod on Twitter and Tumblr, and rickershawpodcast@gmail.com. If you stumbled onto our podcast with no...
Without knowing how to spell it.
We are Brikashaw.
BRIIKASAK.
All right, and we will see all of you next time.
Bye. Rajashimi, Kawashi.
Bitch. Island.
Whoa.
So, Kuriboti, welcome to a break of... Oh, no, that's not recording at all.
Oh, before we... There was a natural wall.
Okay.
Let's go, bro.
Probably could do better.